Si la photo est bonne, qu'on m'amène ce jeune homme. Ce fils de rien, ce tout est pire. Cette crapule au doux sourire. Oh, pardon. I didn't see you there. I'm only here for the ceremony. Then I'll return to the welcome darkness of my tomb, where I sing eternally. So, they are dedicating a path in my name, erecting a sign in the Square des Batignolles, 17th arrondissement. Look. Allée Barbara, the panel says. 1930 to 1997, auteur, compositeur, interprète. But not chanteuse. At the very least, I was chanteuse. They dare to claim they know what I was. How, now I am dead, can I correct their straightening definition, their diminution of me? Or the frustration? I'm screaming through a glass darkly, and no one hears. Oh, pardon. No wonder I died early. All those years of smoke-filled clubs and cabaret, and pastis and gauloise, life on the road. And no doubt my addictions contributed to prescription opioids and licorice. Licorice, it was so deliciously, reliably black. A real friend. But look, should the panel not also say sufferer and survivor? Tally not just my successes, but some of my challenges too. My troubled nomadic childhood. The endless cycle of flight and hiding, forever trying to conceal the juif that we were. Or all those different houses we briefly inhabited, full of secret rooms and locked doors, making me perfect prey to my Alsacien father. Alsacien in both senses. On our return to Paris after the war, I was sworn to terrified secrecy, yet he eluded discovery by leaving us. And should they not also mention my flight to Belgium as a mere teenager, my attempt to blot out my past and build a whole new identity? Monique Cerf was to be no longer. The very name was nauseous to me. But yes, Barbara, just Barbara. After my adored Ukrainian grandmother, Vavara. All other previous baggage relinquished, I returned to Paris only when I felt adequately armed, knowing one thing only. I had to, simply had to, sing. And how did I begin again against all that backdrop? Not with a coup de foudre, but the slow drip. The thankless routine of the clubs and cabarets, singing mostly Brassens, rewards for my pains. Jacques Brel found me a spot in a cabaret in Montparnasse, where my audiences were thoughtful students from the Sorbonne and who listened properly. They did not care how I looked, my featureless black dress concealing my gamine body, my short-cut hair exposing my Ashkenazi nose. I came to love them because they let me be. Anonymous, androgynous, dark. They inspired new confidence in me, those young men. I wrote dozens of new songs, and at such speed that they hurt as they left me. Not about my father, Göttingen, for my German friends. A song that was later billed as a massive contribution to post-war German-French reconciliation. Yes, put that on your park panel, if there's room. On I went, and upwards I rose. Olympia, Le Châtelet, the Grand Prix du Disque. My keynote song, L'Aigle Noir, sold 1 million copies in 12 hours. Only worth mentioning because of the tragic, if laughable, irony of it. The abused and haunted girl was no longer perceptible, except to herself in the silent, solitary hours of the night. No one knew or cared who she truly was, now that she owned the shallow hallmarks of success. I've heard of people marrying themselves. I married my piano. Un piano noir. Oh, the sense of fulfillment at last. I'd done marriage to a man, briefly, just the once, never again. How cruel of me when I knew all along that I had nothing to give. that my heart had shut down when I had tried in vain to clamp my legs shut on my father. The pundits and the public no doubt thought me grine, lesbienne, but no, I loved men in shoals. Gérard Depardieu, Michel Baryshnikov, hundreds of others, just never took any home to my bed. And my lovely young men, so many were fading away before my very eyes, dying for trying to find solace and security in each other's arms. I was afraid for them. At every performance, I sang them my warning song, Si d'amour, amour, and at the end, tossed out condoms like flower stems. As he pinned on my Légion d'honneur for services to AIDS victims, Prime Minister Jospin said that I was a woman who knew suffering and understood the suffering of others. He got it. Why can't you put that on your little blue and white panel? And I wanted also to say this. The progeny of Babacha? Over 70 extant songs, each one an agonizing but joyous birth. My children, born of pain, just minus the violation. They are all grown now and thriving, but they live with me still, and with everyone, I hope. Tell them they can still listen, that I sing on, chanteuse. Allez, Babacha! Ha! Of course, I see it now. A wide path through a park where offspring play. Where offspring play. Genius! Parfait! No, there is no need to change anything. Au revoir! Une petite cantate du bout des doigts. Obsédante et maladroite monte vers toi. Mais tu es parti fragile vers au-delà. Je te revois sourirante assise à ce piano-là. Barbara, Angie Cairns.